When we learn about each other, we see how truly alike we really are. This is People of Faith with Carol Makita on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Ilona Shelley has written a book, Confessions of a Molly Mormon. It is in Barnes & Noble, available on Amazon. She's doing book signings at Costco, and fairly soon, I think it will be widely available where Latter-day Saint products are sold. One of the titles of your chapters, and really each one of them makes you smile when you read them, but this one is Neighbors Who Needs Them, leads us into loving our neighbors. And you start with the idea of loving family, which, and you confess this, is not easy, whether it's immediate family or extended family. Talk to me about that discovery.
Well, I will first say when I was writing, I was going to have two chapters because I think it is different to love your family than loving people that you don't have to interact with so closely. But the bottom line is, if you want to have peace in your life, you need to love the people that you are interacting with. And you need to love everybody because you're just freer that way. But for me, in my particular situation, I had, you know, an intense grandpa living with us. My mother was an intense person, and I didn't even know for sure that I loved my mother because she spanked me. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was awful. Mm-hmm. And so my dad I knew I loved, but I go through the book in the book and tell different people. My brother was mean to me sometimes, but he was my best friend sometimes, you know. So I just didn't understand what love really was. Mm-hmm. And then I explained that my definition of love came from old movies that had great romantic stories in them. And yes. I thought, I didn't realize that my parents loved each other so much because they didn't act like they were as all over each other as the people in the movies. And so it took me a while to figure out what love was. And then gradually God taught me that if you really want to have love, you get my love first. And then whatever situation you come to, you can just say, okay, Heavenly Father, I'm not feeling this love. I'm the mortal here. I'm not feeling it, but I know you love this person. Mm-hmm. Would you please give me your love so that I can be loving to this person? Because everyone needs love. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs love. And so I just have found that in difficult situations, I can say that prayer, and almost always I can feel God's love for them, and then it softens my heart so I can interact with them better. So really, as we go through experiencing life, that's my thing, is I want to have joy. I have lived in depression and despair long enough. I am officially a senior citizen this year, and I intend to live my life joyfully. And I know there are hard things in life, there are tragedies that we have to face, but we have a Savior who loves us, who showed us the perfect way, and we want to reach to Him. He is the one who can love perfectly. It's not in my realm to do that yet, but that's my desire, is to be His follower, to learn to love like He loves. And I am so grateful for the joy that this has brought to my life. And that's why, you know, I thought it would be hard to stand at Costco and tell people about my book. I just thought it would be hard. But I am so excited to say, we are stuck in perfectionism, and we don't need to be. There is no joy in perfectionism. We can free ourselves and be joyful.
What a great message. I can imagine how long that line is because you're talking to so many people. Ilona, it's been wonderful to get to know you.
Well,
wish you the best.
You.
With Confessions, Confessions of a Molly Mormon, Trading Perfectionism for Peace, Fear for Faith, and Judging for Joy. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we hope that it's brought not only some information, clarity, some enjoyment, and some aha moments into your life, but that it's also brought some peace that you can hold on to throughout your week.